and the light, the, well, the thing that turns brown, that's the silk.
That's what you're looking for.
And at the top, when it...
Tassels.
Okay, great. There's another type of vegetable that, oh, I didn't get you to say another term. I guess I better get you to say it. The couch and the TV and the chairs, those are all different types of...
Furniture.
Okay, there we go. There's another type of vegetable that you either eat the shelled portion of it, the shelled seed, or you can eat the pod itself.
You're talking about peas?
Peas, or besides peas, they're another member of that family. Beans?
Oh, beans, yeah.
Okay, are there different types of beans?
Oh, yeah. But for as far as variety, I couldn't really name all of them. But says pinto, green, what have you.
Okay, so the kind that you, if you were to eat the pod, you would call that a green bean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you ever use the term string bean? Or?
Sure, yeah. That's another type. They pull the strings out before they get them on.
Okay, now is that different than a green bean?
No. To my opinion, now, if you ask the cooks now, they might have a different thing, but to me, they look the same thing. Only thing, you have to pull the string out of them before you chop them off.
And if you were to walk to the table and see those on the table, you'd say, looks like we're having...
Green beans.
Green beans, okay. There's another vegetable that grows in the garden, and it has little red or medium-sized red fruits on it that you usually eat with...
Tomatoes you're talking about, yeah.
Do you have a special term for a small...
Tomato. Cherry tomato.
That's what you call it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is an interesting item, because in the South, a lot of people call them Tommy toes. That's why we're having these interviews, because everyone has different names for them. What is Idaho famous for?
Spuds, potatoes.
Okay, are there different types of those you're familiar with?
Well, yeah, the different types of spuds, yes. But they're still all potatoes.
Okay. The white ones or the red ones, do they have any names for those?
Well, not to my language.
Okay, okay. And another thing that grows in the ground that's a red root, and sometimes you eat the greens of it.
Oh, you mean rhubarb?
Okay. And sometimes they're pickled.
Cucumbers you're talking about.
No, I'm sorry.
Carrots?
They're red, a red root crop, not
beets,
radishes.
Beets.
There they go. Now, are there different types of those you're familiar with?
Not really, other than just, well, oh, you mean sugar beets and farm, grocery beets? I guess you'd say garden beets. Okay. Red beets and sugar beets.
Maybe you could tell me some different types of these things. What are all corn and beans and all of these we call them?
Vegetables.
Maybe you could tell me a few other types of vegetables that you might find in the garden.
Radishes and lettuce and cucumber.
Okay. Are there things sometimes that, like a pumpkin perhaps, that you store?
Watermelon, mm-hmm. Squash, things like that. Is that what you're looking for?
Are there different types of squash?
Oh, yes. Yeah, there's several of that. And, I can't think off right offhand, but there's the curly kind and that,
there are winter varieties of those?
Yeah. And they call them some kind of melon that's still a squash. I can't think of it. That's fine.
And then there are fruits that grow on the tree. There's one that's kind of...
Pears or apples or...
Okay. What if you take apples and you make that into...
Apple cider.
Or you mash it up and you eat it?
Applesauce.
And there are peaches. Are there different types of peaches you're familiar with?
Well, no. The peaches that I get are in a basket. Well, they're peaches to me.
Okay. You ever heard of a freestone or a clingstone?
No.
Okay. What would you call that thing inside of a peach?
A pit.
Okay.